Denominator.
Denominator. Get the 5x0. Get the 5x0.
Are you done?
Stone, because it's time to start up this podcast of mind games, and usually we have music, but Asterion over here is doing something new every single episode for whatever reason, and decides he doesn't want to play music this time. So
it'll make sense. I promise it'll make sense. Give it 2 days.
I don't think it makes sense, but whatever. Anyway, so. As you've noticed, I don't have the proper mind games layout because none of them have their webcams up. So you're just going to look at my Switch menu for the duration of this stream until that dies. But y'all can look at that. You know what? I'm going to put a gallery picture up. I'm going to put a cute gallery picture up. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Give them some. Or just your entire face. Just. A zoom on just on the center.
My face is fucking hideous. All right, so I don't want to do that. It's true. I know I'm lying. Yeah, you can look at Cosmos. Yeah, look at Cosmos. Look at her. She's beautiful. Just look at her.
Now I'm disappointed that it's not Cosmo from Fairly Odd Parents. Like,
no. Why would he be on the Switch?
Kind of the better picture. Just gonna put it out there.
I don't want to hear your lies anymore, good sir. Look at that.
Oh, shit. Like,
the only What's thing that... Oh, my... Wait, dude, she's doing the symbol. She's doing the symbol. If you look at it, she's doing the symbol in the picture. I didn't realize that. She's doing the neck. She's giving everybody the neck right now.
Jesus.
Everyone that sees her fingers right there. She's giving it. That's a neck. That's a neck in the future.
Man, I don't know anything about the Xenoblade universe. In any case, it's about season Xenoblade. 2. We're here.
I feel like we set this last month.
Well, no. That was season 1.5. And that was the end of that, because it was just like, it's just a little mini season. 5 episodes during the summer. Pretty low key. Nothing too extreme.
It worked out.
It was great. Got some of the sound quality stuff really upped. Now we're doing everything up. Except for apparently video, which I haven't figured out yet. I'm going to figure that shit out soon.
Yeah, eventually I can do it too. One of these days.
But
you know when I'm serious. But there's a reason why I'm gonna get serious. Because our special guest, Scrimps, is gonna tell us why I'm gonna be getting serious soon. Scrimps, tell me.
You have some big things to unveil. Gonna poke at it with some sticks for a while and keep the viewers guessing.
Okay. first viewer to guess it that's not Asterion or Scrimps.
Free
first
soap.
One to get it right, I'll let you know. And like I'll probably give you a free sub. Yeah, I'll give you a free sub.
Exception.
If you can figure it out.
The exception is Mystic because he knows why.
Mystic, yeah, you're not allowed.
I'm sorry, Mystic. I'll gift you a sub for this.
Free subs for all viewers.
Got to be on my channel though. I know it still is September, so
it is very technically September.
It is September, so you mean that dollar sub helps me out
well,
next
shit.
Month. So,
so yeah.
So throughout the episode, just keep guessing. I'll let you know if you're right.
Yeah, we'll kind of poke at it. We'll tinker with it. It'll be fine.
No, everyone knows that. I posted the picture.
Hello?
No, don't worry. I'm still replying to the chat. This is your run. This is your run.
Dude, where'd it go? So yeah, in terms of season two, obviously sound quality is going to be just good. The podcast
it's going to be just good.
The podcast will go up on Saturday 5 a.m. ish is when I'm kind of looking at scheduling it. Should be up by Saturday morning before noon. And that's kind of the reason we have no music right now, or we didn't have any music. I got a proprietary composition that I can
use. Weren't we also getting a hit with like copyrights, even though we had all permission?
No, because this is originally written by a friend of mine and it isn't actually like published anywhere. So
okay, good.
Mind Games is the first like actual use of a mint chip. So shout outs to Approaching Aphelion. They're a math rock band in Hong Kong. And
what does that even mean?
I just kind of
what does that mean?
All right. Are we really going to
You gotta let them know. What does that mean?
The heart of all American emo music is math rock. Have you guys heard of American football?
Football Americano?
The sport?
No, not the sport. No. The band.
No.
Okay. Fuck. Tricot or Toe? Nope. Chon?
No.
God, what else? I guess to a significantly less respect, Weezer? Weezer?
What are we even talking about right now? Math rock.
But
yeah, what are we talking about?
You asked, what is math rock? I'm just like, I don't really know how to describe.
You said emo music and then math rock.
But all American emo music that like developed in the late 2000s, or the late 90s into the early 2000s and on, developed because of math rock. It started in Illinois and it was two brothers that just made a band, and it was a really bad band back in the day, but they're great.
Okay, so too long didn't read. Math rock are two people who started a band, they were ass, and now they're no longer ass.
I think kinda. The important sure, part we'll is go with another it. Music genre came out of the Midwest. We had techno out of Detroit, and now math rock out of Illinois, apparently.
Out of
math sure rock it wasn't out of meth
a
band rock?
Of Champagne. No, you can genuine like.
I want to know what like do they like do equations in their songs and stuff like?
No,
damn it,
the premise to math rock, and this is good because it's Mind Games. All of the like rhythms.
Oh, okay, are very I thought technical. They were just gonna be screaming about Avogadro's number or something.
No, God no.
Pie. No. just going like.
I imagine your hand moving with the abacus.
Just headbanging. Yep. Dude, spinning around. I'm sorry, Eric. I need that to be a thing now.
But so yeah, we have a Mind Games theme song, which is great. That'll be.
Can we play it?
Yeah, let me link
it. Give him a sample. Just give him a sample.
I'll have to send
this
you
is exciting.
A sec.
All right, send me the link.
But in the meanwhile, in terms of season two stuff, yeah, podcast will go up by Saturday morning. This week, obviously, we have Scrimps talking about Flourish Esports and kind of where that came from, what their goals
Flourish
are.
Flourish Esports?
And,
what the fuck is that?
From there, talking about some more.
Is that also about pie?
No, it's about
No, we're gonna let Scrimps talk
about. So season two, every episode, we talk about a new music genre. Next week, it's bluegrass.
Nothing to do with mental health.
No.
You say that, but I'm going to the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival next week, so fuck you.
I told you that's what season two is.
I wish I was kidding.
We are in your head, hence the name Mind Games. Mind Games.
Oh my god. No, I'm actually going to Hardly Strictly because I love bluegrass and it's a free music festival and there's barbecue. Okay. Like, what more could I want?
Alright, but this is Mind Games. If you guys are actually brand new to what we do here on Mind Games, or you don't even know what the fuck Mind Games is, so let me go right now and just explain that to you. So Mind Games, we talk through various topics of mind mentality through gaming, from depression, anxiety, any, like, most of the type of, like, mental illness that goes through, like, every type of gamer. And we don't just focus just like, you know, like top players, pro players. We talk about any type of aspect of the game, of like, you know, even like being a developer to creating the games to running a community and all that. That's what we actually pretty much ran through the first season of Mind Games. So even though we have fun, like how we are to like where we are right now, we also get mad serious into the discussions as well and everything. Like we have various different guests in here from female gamers. We still haven't gotten to like the true, like the transsexual sides of gamers and everything, because that is a big topic that we kind of want to get into.
Gamers.
Because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, even though most of us, like male gamer size, the most things that we get is if we suck, we suck.
Yep.
But, you know, the moment if it's a girl, no matter how good they are, they still suck. And people refuse to admit that they lost to a girl. Now, let alone a trans. Now, let it go a transsexual. Next thing you know, transgender, they don't even exist as a person in the gaming world. And, like, recently, Gamergate actually scared off a transsexual gamer.
I mean, it scared off.
I heard that recently.
Scared off like, a lot of people.
Yeah, Gamergate's going out here, like, you know, just witch hunting people just for being trans, and that's kind of fucked up. But we're gonna probably hop onto that once we get some guests. But I'm just giving an example to some of the serious topics that we like to discuss on this podcast.
Yeah, so keeping on with the kind of mental aspect of gaming, we're gonna go a little bit outside of the guests we had, where normally it was just gamers. Gamers, and then we had a couple esports people and someone who did a gaming startup. But for this season, I guess here's the schedule for the first 5 weeks. Obviously, we're here now with Scrimps. Next week, it's a surprise. It'll be probably something Big House related. Yeah. The week after that is that the 11th? That's the 11th. That's Spiff and Justin Wharton talking about the kind of mentality of being an artist and really freelancing it from a completely different angle than the standard gamer like way into the scene. After that, on the 18th, a special Beast Coast episode with Beast Coast's Lord Knight and Apology Man talking about Dragon Ball FighterZ. And Apology Man, if you don't know, also plays a fair bit of Smash. We'll probably see him in Ultimate more often.
Yeah, probably see him more in FighterZ than you would.
Well, Ultimate. Well, yeah, but I'm saying we'll see him more in Ultimate than we see him now in Smash 4. We see him, what, like once a year?
Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, we're gonna.
That's being really nice.
we're gonna get Lord Knight and Apology Man, and then the week after that, the last week that we have scheduled so far, Dr. Piggy Kyle from the Midwest. She's a PhD psychology student at Northwestern, and Kate McPherson, aka Ruffian from. God, I want to say New York, but I could totally be wrong, and I feel real shitty that I don't know.
Just say the country that she visited a lot, then you can just go with that.
I mean, she lives in America. Is that enough? Is that all I say?
I mean, she also has a boyfriend
in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say from the Netherlands. That's just badass.
She's actually AMSA.
She is AMSA.
It's just a female AMSA. Just we're not talking about the Japanese, talk about the black AMSA.
Brief aside with AMSA. I was just like, hey, AMSA, are you coming to Genesis? And he said, I don't
just have AMSA on.
What?
Nothing. We can discuss this later.
Oh, I asked him if he's going to Genesis, and he said, maybe. I don't know yet. And I said, all right, well, I don't know if I can sweeten the deal, but if you come,
it's my birthday.
I'm gonna take you to my favorite vegan place in San Francisco. And he says, his response was, that actually really helps the case because I miss having good vegan food. And I'm like, yeah, dude. San Francisco is
the capital, vegan,
like the heart where it was of vegan born. Food. So much good vegan.
It really was.
Like, oh my god. There's this Burmese place, Burma Superstar. If you're ever in San Francisco, check out Burma Superstar and get the tea leaf salad.
Yes, sir.
It's ridiculous.
All right, I mean, if I'm ever in a vegan restaurant, yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, man.
So yeah, that's the schedule right now. The first 5 weeks are planned out. And here is, let me copy.
I need the link.
Yeah, let me send you that link because I have that.
Where are you sending it to?
I will send it to Discord.
Someone's asking us a question. What video game based on an anime was your favorite? Also, it doesn't have to be a fighting game. I have two that come to mind. Naruto Ultimate Ninja 2. Oh, like favorite anime video game?
Persona 5. Easy.
Mine would be Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 2. Two. Not three. Not the first one. Two.
Is it bad that I didn't know there was a three?
It's okay. You didn't follow the Dragon Ball Z that way.
I mean, I did. That doesn't even count.
Persona 5 really doesn't count, but yeah.
Hey, there's an anime. There is an anime. It is an anime. That anime is real bad. Anime. That anime is so bad. it's just the game.
What was your score?
Oh boy. Now I'm gonna get ousted for not watching anime.
It's not a weeb.
Just say a cartoon. Just say a cartoon.
Pokemon, but it was a game before it was an anime. So, well, so that counts, right?
Before it was a game.
Pokemon.
Yeah, you're close.
The correct answer, if you don't watch anime, is Simpsons Hit and Run.
I actually played the crap out of that game.
I love that game.
You could have just said the Simpsons arcade game.
No. The Simpsons Hit and Run, because it's like the perfect bad game.
Don't you blasphemize the Simpsons arcade game that everyone played at Chuck E. Cheese's or Circus Pizza or Discovery Zone back in the day.
Had to rally off all the arcade games.
More than that. Yeah.
Exactly, baby.
Yeah, I unfortunately never went. Like, my town.
You never played the Simpsons arcade game?
No, my town only had one arcade machine. And
I am taking you to an arcade that has it, and we're going to play it.
IRL stream.
I call Bart Simpson. No, you could be Bart Simpson.
I mean,
it's going to happen.
That was going to be the Discord DM.
Oh, Discord? Okay.
We didn't play the intro so that we could play the intro. Well, this is delightful.
This is very good. Okay. That's what we're going to hear for. That's all you get to hear for.
Yeah, so that is the new Mind Games theme song.
That's going to be a Mind Games theme song. That's also going to be being played before I start my streams from now on, once I get some cover art. That's beside the point.
Yeah, no, that song ain't getting cover art for a good while.
It's either that or like it's going to be like an ending theme song or something, too.
Yeah.
That actually sounds perfect for an ending theme.
So before we get to news...
That is part of the first news. We already covered down a few more news.
I have personal news. Outside of Mind Games, I am actually starting not one, but two new shows. Neither of them are named, so don't ask names. But one of them is going to be a show with Dr. Piggy, who we're having on at the end of this month, and that'll work out really well because we're launching the show at the start of November. And the show is going to be myself, her, and we are looking for a third person to read academic papers on video games, psychology, and linguistics, the impacts of video games in different fields, and kind of break it down so that it's understandable to kind of like the lay audience, and with a lot of papers, just shred them to pieces, because good God almighty, what were they thinking when they started this research experiment? For example, and I'm just...
You need someone to read them, you said?
No. We're gonna tear them apart because like... Oh, you like the third person? Yeah, we're trying to get... another psych PhD.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so one of these papers is the effects of action video games on reflexes. And the only games they count as action video games are first-person shooters. That's fine, except for the fact that right after they list action video games, they list non-action video games with titles like Kingdom Hearts and Assassin's Creed, and Super Smash Brothers Melee. Mind you, Super Smash. All one word, Super Smash.
Yeah, the game that takes
Super
no
Smash,
reflex,
Super Smash
right?
Brothers Melee. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is the problem. If you do not play games, and you do not know these games, you cannot qualify these games. Stop it. The gamers are now getting old enough that they want to do research in gaming. We'll do it. Just let us do it. So yeah, we're going to be tearing some papers apart. We're going to be boiling down kind of what they're doing, the conclusions they reach, and trying to figure out what's the best way to use that information for our local scenes and trying to get everything better.
I'm looking forward to that. Let me know.
Nah, it's gonna be real cool. So that should launch. Right now, I'm looking at the first or second week of November, and then the other project, which will not be launching for a while, but it's in the works. Is a live show. And the live show would be myself and a small panel, two, maybe three people. And we'd be going over, you know, the stuff that's happened in the past week in gaming, not just our particular scenes, and playing some games. I don't really know how to best explain this outside of just saying, go listen to an episode of Love It or Leave It from John Lovett, and imagine that, but with gamers. And that's it. It should be fun. That's something I'd probably say look out for that in, you know, at the earliest January.
rest of this year is going to be busy.
Yeah.
That's going to be mad busy.
I'm like, I've been writing down my daily like to-do list, and I'm realizing just how stupidly busy.
This is before Ultimate
taking classes. Yeah, no, and so Ultimate comes out 5 days before finals, and I'm just
Ultimate comes out on my mom's.
You guys got it rough.
I'm literally just gonna say happy birthday to my mom and then go play Smash.
Let her smell the plastic, like, all right, bye.
Give her a big hug, kiss. Happy birthday, mom. Give her a birthday card. Okay, bye. We gotta go.
I'll be awake for the next 48 hours.
Yep. Yeah, no,
I do have Friday, Saturday, Sundays off, so I mean I'm in there after that. So
yeah, I fully expect to start getting less and less sleep until I hit my like critical point.
Be real messed up if I find out my mom's.
Nope.
Been watching.
D, your audio is cutting in and out.
Yeah. I hate Discord. All right, hold up.
And yeah, I think it's either your mic detecting your voice or
just my mic detecting my voice, they said.
Yeah, that's what Mystic said.
So I just gotta change the sensitivity then?
Yeah, no, drop the sensitivity. Okay. Raise the sensitivity.
I'm supposed to raise it? Is this better?
Yep.
Is it better?
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot better.
I mean, it shouldn't make it louder, it should just make it so that it picks up faster.
Okay.
So we'll find out in a sec here.
We'll put it at 100, negative 100. Is this good?
Oh, yeah, that should be fine.
Is this fine?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you'll pick up like background sound easier, but that's fine.
Well, shit. Okay, whatever.
My dude, I have my computer back so I can actually edit audio properly.
Deal with it later.
Scrimps, you have a new little project that you've been starting.
I can talk about that. Yeah,
I think that's why we're here.
It's a
yeah. I mean, I said there's some announcements and shit going on here.
We knocked out most
now. The Scrimps show right now. It's the
you don't have any seafood in front of you. You need to fix that. Eat some scrimps.
You need to eat some scrimps.
Some scrimps. Yeah,
I really
do. It's so good. I'm a cannibal. I know.
I want some scrimps.
So I have a little new, aka humongous old project, because we've been working on this for about 9 months now. It is Flourish Esports, and what Flourish is, it's a collaboration platform made for amateurs to kind of learn and improve alongside our own pros. So it's a two-faceted company, really. It's a esports team, which we have Flourish Esports, and we have our pro teams. Right now we have ARMS and Smash Brothers, gonna expand into many, many games in the future. But the cool thing about Flourish is behind the pro team we have this platform that we've designed. We focus on streamers, tournament organizers, and commentators, kind of the unsung heroes of esports. So we're trying to focus on all the other jobs in the esports industry that aren't being a pro player. Because everybody comes in to esports, they're interested in esports because they see these guys up on stage winning $1 million prize pots. They want to be there. They want to be the guy on stage. That's what gets people into esports. But once you're in, you realize that it's so much about the community. It's so much about all these different roles that come together to put on these big productions, to put on the tournaments so the players can even be on the stage. So our focus lays with streamers, TOs, commentators who are trying to come up and trying to break into esports but don't want to do it on their own.
So the from like a startup kid perspective, where did the idea come from? What was like the day that you're like, shit, this is a problem and I want to be the person who helps solve
it? So it really happened during my time streaming and being a community figure for ARMS. Anybody who doesn't know my past, I was streaming on Twitch, been on there over a year now. And I had the largest ARMS stream of any Twitch streamer. And so a lot of the pro players would come by, which led to me starting tournament series and ultimately led to me forming Flourish. But we were seeing a lot of the top players who were starting to get signed by teams. I wish you could see my air quotes right now, signed by teams. Basically, yeah. These esports organizations were basically leveraging a player's skill to gain themselves more promotion. And that's all it was. Because we were hearing, yep, like pure straight up horror stories. Like, these sponsored players were the last ones to know if they're going to Evo or not. And it's just like, what are you talking about? We have 20 people already flying from the States to go there who aren't on a pro team, and you're sponsored, you're wearing a jersey, but your team's not going to pay anything? It's like, well, there's obviously a disconnect here between both parties' wants. Like, the player obviously wants to go play video games carefree.
Well, when you're the last to find out that your sponsor team is hosting an event and people are coming up to you, right, like, hey man, how do I sign up to be like X and X for this event?
So it just was born out of this idea of players in esports right now are, number one, the demographic, they're a younger age. So they're at that age where it's like, I'm willing to do anything to get my foot in the door, you know, unpaid internship sort of thinking. So the demographic's very young, and also these esports teams know exactly what they're doing. They're a business. All they care about is wins. And that is like the root of Flourish, is growth over results. That's our motto. And we care more about the individual player's happiness and improvement than we do putting a jersey on somebody and having them win a tournament for us, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny. I hear a lot of horror stories of sponsored players. Like, there's one guy that comes to mind, and I bumped into him recently, and I'm just like, you're not wearing
your... We ain't gonna say no names, though.
No. Not gonna say a name. Bumped into him recently. He wasn't wearing his jersey, and he's just... He looks at me, he's like, why the fuck would I? They don't pay me. They don't give me like stipend to travel. They don't do anything. They just get to say they signed me. Like,
and that doesn't make any sense.
It only makes sense from the company's perspective.
And at the same free promo company's perspective, but then like the players, like, almost like, what did they tell you to say that, right, that made you say sign me up? I'm just like, what the hell?
How did they convince
say?
You if this was the end result?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know, because apparently if manipulating people is that easy, I've been doing it all wrong.
Me just be a total douchebag.
Well, I could have had an esports team. I could have been an esports team that did absolutely nothing for my players.
Yeah,
here's a jersey.
Right. I feel like that's 90% of the industry. Like, you even see huge teams like Echo Fox and Liquid, they'll just off a guy for not performing for 2-3 months. It's like, well, wait, what happened to your side of the deal, your belief in this person? Like, you can't just treat a person like they're a commodity to earn you an influx in cash.
And I'm like, I just did, bitch.
And they do. And nobody can do anything about it. Because the expectation in esports is
CLG did that. CLG used to do that all the time.
It's this messed up sort of ingrained thinking in the industry where if you're not a pro player, you're not making a dime.
And not just a pro player, in especially in smaller games, if you're not in the top of your game
percentage,
you're not making a dime.
And that is one of the sad realities that we live in this world, too, because apparently semi-pro don't mean shit to people.
Yeah, that was by no means a shot at Echo Fox. They're one of the best organizations, for sure. I was just simply making a reference to a large organization.
No, yeah, and I will say, from a kind of psychology perspective, from a, you know, understanding how they take care of their players, Echo Fox does it
better than anybody in my eyes.
Almost anyone.
They treat it so professionally.
Like, Echo Fox does a great job. I mean, Jesus. Rick Fox started a venture capital firm basically just for Echo Fox.
You cut off so much. I didn't hear what
said Rick Fox is a god.
Basically.
Yeah, that's basically, yeah.
Rick Fox is unbelievable. So one of the things with Flourish is how it's set up. Right now you focus more on the TOs and the staff.
You guys keep cutting off.
That sounds like it's internet.
Yeah, I can hear both you guys fine.
It's not. That's so weird. It started when I changed my volume and everything. Next thing I know, I was like, what's happening now?
we gonna start streaming from my computer. I have a feeling it's just your computer is taking a shit.
My laptop is finally dying completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my laptop's finally just calling it quits.
Yeah, we can start streaming from my rig. It'll be a lot easier.
I do not want to rust this PC.
But so you do a lot of focusing on your the staff side. How did you build your team? Because I just checked the Twitter and I see that you just today announced that Defer is the head of graphics and branding. So what was kind of your thought process when you were starting to build your staff?
Well, the idea formed while I was in the ARMS community, and the majority of people on staff are the just cream of the crop A1 guys that always showed that they were willing to give whatever it took to the community to get something done, to get a production out there. And so the staff was really organic. There was an ARMS team called Fellows in ARMS, which was where Defer came from, and also one of our co-owners, Hanukkah Jamboree. So these guys are just extremely well versed in multiple aspects of esports. Like, Defer has had several teams of his own in the past. He owned FIA. He's done countless stream overlays. I think he has like 3 streams that he's been on and off of, stream URLs. I mean, so just very experienced in the graphics, social media marketing, everything. And Defer has a really nice vision for a cohesive brand image. So it was a no-brainer bringing him over from FIA to Flourish. So actually the idea started with myself, Defer, and Hanukkah Jamboree talking about, you know, let's start something and let's do it for the right reasons and let's build it from the ground up, taking care of our people. So it was just meeting the right people at the right time and then kind of realizing that there's this niche, there's this missing aspect of esports where if you're giving advice and you're giving your wealth of knowledge, which in some cases is just as deep as like a PhD or a study of a field that you would do. These guys have an incredible amount of knowledge. And I think it really clicked for me when we decided that nobody is going to work for free. And then how do we do that? Because I truly believe that you make your own value, and especially in the esports industry where you're expected to work for free, if you don't say, you know, we are, this is what we provide and this is what we require, then people are going to run all over you. So the team, it was very, very organic, like I said, and we all had very similar frames of mind and frames of reference to draw from as well.
With Deefer, I will say also that the Mind Games logo.
Right? He's the dude is fire. Everything he draws is just, wow, that is.
Speaking of that logo, I think I can put that up right now. It's in that overlay right there. It's in that overlay right there. Right there.
What?
Yeah, I don't see it on stream.
On stream in...
Hey, yep.
There it is. Wait, that's
yeah, that is the old one.
That's the old one.
I was gonna say, old logo.
Yeah, you didn't
come on. Where the assets?
Never gave me the new one, bitch.
Nah, because I haven't actually made the new stream overlay. I just realized that.
Never gave me the new one.
Didn't make a new stream.
I don't even take my heads in the new one either.
So
I think it's your head.
I don't. Yes, it is my head. Actually, I will say, yeah. I know for a fact it is my oversized head.
It's definitely not my head or me wearing my cap or anything.
Good Lord. And the other thing that I assume I can say you're doing a little
yes.
bit of crowd.
Yeah, that is all available to the public right now. That is it's
me.
What'd you
Who's
say?
On the team?
Which team?
Who's on the team?
Which team? Arms? Staff?
Staff. Let's just list off everyone
so
that's on floor.
On staff right now, we have Defer, Hanukkah Jamboree, who is our head TO coach. He was the head TO of Arms at Smash and Splash 4. He's running Smash Out Hunger later this year in December in St. Louis. Which is actually going to be one of the first offline Smash Ultimate.
Yeah.
Then we have Pineapple Freak, who is our player mentality coach. He's written a few articles and guides for us about player mentality. That was his forte, you could say. Like I don't want to say the only reason he was good at Arms, but a major reason he was good is because of his mindset. So we're excited to have him on board. And hey, Mind Games, mindset, what's up? Maybe we can get some talks going in the future with him. Then we got Replicant, who is from the UK. He's been on the Shrimp Squad, which was my Arms team back in the day, since the beginning. He's our merchandising expert, also does some graphics for us. We have Riddler, who is our head streaming coach and our tech director, guy who's been doing offline events for 20 plus years now, a veteran in the game. And we're looking forward to having him as a stream coach because this kind of relates to what you're talking about before, Asterion, with the crowdfunding. So it's not necessarily crowdfunding. It's more user funded. So let me just explain how the system works. We have all of our guides, all of our information, access to your peers, access to information is all free. You can join our Discord, collaborate, network. Yeah.
Discord bodied us so damn hard.
Oh, Discord's chopped to this.
Describe what you guys have.
I heard it all, so that's definitely
it. Censored it so damn hard.
Bummer.
I didn't hear it. Yeah. It literally bodied me so hard. It's like the moment it said rehab, it was like,
all right, well,
I was just like, wow. Fortunately, Prem has all of this recorded, so it's going to be on the podcast. So, make sure you pay attention to the Anchor FM drop after this. So if you want to catch up on everything that you missed out on, you can catch it on our Anchor FM channel.
I got bodied all of a sudden.
That was just so funny, the way that it literally just, like, the moment you're like, let me describe what we have. We have, and then you came back.
Let me just recap for you. All of our information, all the networking, collaboration, you can do all that for free on the Discord. There's no paywall behind any of our guides, anything, period. The only thing that users pay for, which is the crowdfunded, the user-funded, we're using Patreon, where our users can upgrade into a tier. And basically, with that tier, you're guaranteed one-on-one coaching time, guaranteed on-air time. You get access to coaching workshops, direct access to coaches during the day where you can ping them, ask them a specific question. So that's where the funding aspect of what Flourish is comes into play. And we didn't want to start an esports team and not be able to fund players. And knowing that we weren't going to land a sponsor right away, we knew we'd have to provide a value to our users. So we're simultaneously trying to improve as many people as we can, provide a value to as many people as we can. And then those people who want to take it one step further and try and break into the esports industry and really get some reps next to pros, then we have options to do that.
Like how I'm taking the next step further to getting me an official any damn PC so I don't keep getting buzzed out.
That's the solution. Just gotta upgrade a PC. Hell, actually. Fuck, I might be able to help you out with that. In any case, that's something we can talk about later. So in terms of, you know, you were saying that with people who are on the Patreon, they get assured time on air and coaching. How do you think that is incentive enough for people to do a monthly kind of subscription?
Well, I think that as an individual, you have to place a value on what you're trying to do. I did it. Every streamer to this point has done it. If you want to make it in esports, you straight grind your own entrepreneurial path and you do it. You put your nose down and you work every day and you get better every day. What we're trying to do is provide a shortcut to that process where you can spend an hour with somebody who's a professional at this, download all the information they have to give to you. You know, we let our users write down a list of things that they specifically want to work on. Our coaches will look at that beforehand, so that hour is just plugged in, fixing your individual issues and working on whatever you devise necessary. So the value is very much up to the user and what they decide they want to get out of it. If you're just somebody who wants to stream, if you're just somebody who wants to commentate your own stuff, then this probably isn't for you. This is for amateurs looking to become professionals. So I very much think that our price model justifies the amount of experience and knowledge that users get during their sessions.
I will say the one thing that has definitely struck me is that the goal is to have an open platform. It's never just to be an exclusive set of players, but to have a platform that is accessible to new and amateur players. You know, that is obviously a drastic difference from most other esports ventures. Most other esports ventures are, we're only going to sign the best players, and that's it.
Yeah, and we're not even that concerned about the players. We're concerned about the people who make the industry as a whole. The streamers, commentators, TOs, the people who provide content, graphics, those are the people we're focused on, because everybody can sign a player, quote unquote. But what they can't do is provide an actual value to their player or to the people on their staff, which is what we're doing with the Patreon, is making sure that we have a staff. That staff makes the users happy with their professional advice, and in turn, the users can choose to pay a coach for a one-on-one session, for on-air time, whatever they choose to do.
So, what else? I know you said you had a two-page document or something of. I mean, what did
what earlier today?
I don't remember.
What did he say?
I just wrote up several pages of notes. Pull those bad boys out. What else? What else do we? What else do we got? Because we are dissecting Flourish right now, and let's see what's inside. Let's see what's making this puppy purr.
Yeah. So I've certainly shared the bigger picture. Our end goal is to provide value to as many people as possible, because if we are able to turn amateurs with interest into apprentices who are working on their craft into professionals in the industry, it's only going to elevate the level of everything that we're doing, the level of people we're affiliated with, and the speed at which people can learn and get into the industry. Let's see. You asked me a question before about starting with multiple games and projects all at once. And this is something that we are doing intentionally, is trying to branch out into different mediums, branch out into different games, and help our users collaborate in new projects from day one. So we're starting with ARMS and Smash. We have an ARMS team because we came from ARMS heaven, where I could just choose, you know, any of the best players that we wanted. And luckily, a lot of those guys wanted to be a part of this as well, so they're on staff. So the ARMS team was easy. Coming up next is Smash, which we are actually going to attempt to fully sponsor a player by the end of the year.
Like I said, if the certain character gets announced,
just put me on the team. Waiting on Isaac, huh?
As an Isaac fan.
A certain character gets announced, I will be your first player. I'm letting you know. Like, I probably won't even use Isaac that much in tournament if he's ass. I'm just saying, like, he would just drive me to be a top player.
I'm just saying.
I have all the characters I want. I don't know what else I'd want.
I'm still gonna play the Belmonts. I'm still gonna play the Belmonts. So I can't see both of them being bad in the game. So just letting you know,
the very moment, second
they announce,
better be in my DMs.
The very second, if that trailer kicks in and it's straight up like Soul's Veil or Yen, you make that fucking tweet on Twitter saying, "We are proud to announce that Dia Disciple is our first sponsored player in the
forest." And he is quote unquote signed. He will earn nothing as he Isaacs his way to the top.
I won't earn a damn dime with something with Isaac.
But we're having a ton of fun with it. These are guys that I've known since like 3-4 months into streaming. So about a year long relationship with most of the people I'm in this with. And it's been stressful at times because we've, like I said, this has been 9-some months in the making, and there are so many ins and outs as you could imagine. But on top of doing the normal, you know, we're an esports team stuff, we're also building this platform underneath to help potentially thousands of people, hopefully. And that part of it has been very, like, mind expanding, trying to figure out all the little avenues we need to cover, you know, put yourself in the amateur's shoes, which wasn't hard for us because we aren't that far removed from it in terms of working in our field. Yo, shout out Mystic Eyes for the sub. Yeet.
Yeet. Thank you for the sub. I'm the best sub.
Hell yeah, Mystic.
Notification ever.
Hell yeah, Mystic.
Hell
Mystic
yeah.
Is a Mystic is one of the other mods on Bonesaw577's channel.
Bones.
And he
and Saul's ready.
It's me, him, and a couple others. We just goon. Just goon hard.
So one of the most important things for us with Flourish was to make sure that nobody is working for free, because that's a stigma we're trying to break in the esports industry. Because you have, even down to Twitch streams, you have moderators in your streams who are just there because they want to be. And it's such an enjoyable thing to be involved in esports that people are willing to oversee or overlook the fact that somebody is earning something from this. And we don't want to overlook that anymore. We want to be fair to everybody, every content creator, every streamer, commentator, everything needs to be recognized and appreciated. And I don't feel that esports right now does that.
I totally agree with that. Even if I get like very quick work done, like when I had the first Mind Games logo, even if that was just me giving a friend of mine who is a graphic design major, or he has a graphic design degree, gave him, I think, 10-15 bucks, asked him, would you be able to throw this together? Shout outs. Made sure people knew, hey, follow this guy. He's a homie. He did this, et cetera, et cetera.
For the music. People.
Once the band has their band camp up, plugged, fucking linked.
Shout out Discord. Another thing I just wanted to maybe cap off on is the whole organization you can get into absolutely for free. Like, collaboration, networking. If you're a streamer, a commentator, tournament organizer, if you do graphics, just I encourage you to check us out, because there's no obligation whatsoever to buy into one of our tiers. If you don't need one-on-one coaching and you don't need on-air time, and you're not trying to be that top level, but you're just trying to collaborate with people, like, hey, I could use an extra co-commentator when I do a stream. That's what we're trying to build. We want to build that value at the ground floor for everyone to access. That's very important for us.
I mean, that last point you just made, you know, let's say someone can't commentate, having that safety net, that's huge. Like, just having the kind of the what's the phrase I'm looking for, the peace of mind that, oh, if something goes wrong and I lose my co-commentator for an event, I can like contact Flourish Esports, see if they have someone that they can,
yeah, and ideally there would be 20 people that's that great. Are like, yes, please, that's all I want.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's great, because you have the opportunity to give that to new up and coming commentators or,
yeah,
or
like
analysts.
For an example, let's say you're a 15-year-old kid at home. You don't have a computer that's capable of streaming. You're not a top-level player, but you have these really great ideas about tournaments, or you're very passionate about tournaments. You can simply write down your idea for a tournament format come onto the Flourish platform and be like, hey guys, I have this idea for a tournament. What can we do? And you might have a streamer jump out at you, be like, hey, I was looking to fill a slot with that game. You might have a commentator saying, oh, I love this game. I love this idea. Let's push it. You know, so it's giving access to people who don't have the resources or even the talent necessarily to fill all of the roles that it takes to put on a production.
Definitely have me if I'm just looking at him like, all right, let's try it out. I'm always willing to run a bracket for something, for something random.
And I guess smaller mini announce. And I guess this goes in with Ultimate coming out and having hella options. Thank you, Mystic, for really literally being perfectly on time. Mind Games slash like me and the other shows that I'm going to be having in that little network. They are going to be sponsoring some tournaments, mainly online. So, you know, you don't have to actually fly out anywhere. And it'll start with the Mind Games Monthly, which is going to be an online ARMS tournament run through the Casual ARMS Discord. I will link that right now. And anything that that was linked during the episode will be linked in
shout out Casual ARMS, though, for real.
So, yeah, dude, amazing Casual ARMS people. Great. Let me... I hate that the invite links have to expire the way they do.
I agree.
It's dumb.
Don't you just have it forever?
Well, I mean, have it set for forever. Yes, but the fact that the default is your link will expire in a day.
Yep.
Is
the default should be never.
That is poor choice. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a Discord
link. This message will explode in 60 seconds.
Basically.
Self-destructing intent. Oh, come on.
So can I reveal the big news?
Oh, there's Lit from Casual ARMS right there.
Big news. What's up, Lit?
Oh, that's there's Lit. Lit. Hey, Lit.
But what is this news that you speak of?
I have there's
you got some Lit news.
There's a very particular reason that, of all people, Shrimps is the first guest for the season.
What is it? What is it?
It's because he's actually a giant.
Andross Point Two. Let's go. Stream.
He is Andross Point Two.
That's not Andross 2.0. Yes.
Point Two.
I am improved.
This is the full. So improved
that Discord just keeps killing us.
So can we say it? Can we say it?
What is this news?
All right. So the news is that Mind Games is going to be officially sponsored by Flourish Esports. That I will be on the Flourish
facts, quote unquote, staff. Roster,
not playing shit because I'm a bad gamer. I'll be streaming. Oh, I will be streaming. And I'll get into that in a sec. But I'll be streaming. But I will be doing podcasts through the Flourish Network. It'll give me a lot of opportunities to kind of connect with, especially more ARMS people. But
you put the flow in Flourish. That's our tag. Is FLO. I put the R.
Mystic's great. Mystic knows his shit.
Yeah, I am stupidly excited to have you on board because Mind Games, the name, plus the content you guys talk about, plus Flourish, like growing your game, and we have a dude that's all about mentality on our staff already. Like, I honestly could not have put a listing on Craigslist for a podcasting duo as relevant as you guys are to what we're doing. So it's a blessing, really, to have met each other when we did.
I mean, you know, I was real happy to bring you guys on for the summer season, And
the funny thing is, was when Scrimps and I had our conversation, and he goes like, "Yeah, we're gonna be looking for teals now." I was like,
"Yeah." I was going on and on. Like,
oh my god,
streaming and whatever. And if you need TOs, he's like, "Yo,
he was listing off all of these categories."
I am a TO. I was like, "Oh, okay." Go ahead and shut up, then. And that is a good sign.
I'm like, I'm a TO, a player, an MC.
But yeah,
and all
that brings me to another point. There is the fact that we set this platform up first before we just made the team means there is no ceiling. There's no limit to the amount of teams and streamers we can stretch to. So we could have a Smash Bros. Pro show up tomorrow and be like, "Hey, I want to start, be the head of the Smash team." Be like, "Oh, why, thank you, good sir. That's just the thing we do here." We can bring on as many people as we want. We've set ourselves up for success, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a really great platform. I'm really excited to be part of it, and I'm excited to stream from it because I don't actually feel incentivized to stream games exclusively, which means I can stream.
I can handle that part.
Yeah. You game. I can stream shit like, oh, that new Brockhampton album that just came out.
Yo, you listen to
Brockhampton album that just dropped? Yo, that Brockhampton album. I've been binging that shit.
I've only listened to like 3 or 4 songs off it, but my buddy keeps telling me to listen to them. It's like, how many people are in the group? Like 10? Yeah, it's. He 20? Said 13, but I thought he was exaggerating. Like, but maybe that's not all of them.
No, it's like 20.
It's quite a unique sound, I mean, that's for sure.
I mean, it's the best boy band since One Direction.
It's D12, but they took the name of one man just to confuse you.
God. So there are technically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 members.
Oh, it is 13.
It is 13.
That's crazy.
But, you know, might be doing an album review. If I'm feeling spicy, maybe I'll do some music production stuff.
You know maybe, already that I produce music. Yeah.
Yep. We'll do some interesting collaborative
sounds delightful
nonsense.
Yo, Disciple, you need a royalty free track. Get at me.
I got
but,
you.
But you know, there's a lot of options for me to do streams. I do have games I play. I'm not very good at like any of them. And the one game that I'm good at, I'm not playing. Fuck you, Mystic. I love you.
Hey,
talk about arms.
No. League, I'm not good at arms.
I said I'll play League with you, damn it.
I mean,
you just haven't played League with me enough to make it not fun for you.
Yeah, I mean,
I make League fun for people.
I hate League. I'm so glad I stopped playing that game. My life is just better because of it. We'll play League this weekend.
You gotta work them in. Start with Arena weekend. Of Valor, and then. Get him playing League.
How about we just
played League.
Oh wait, actually, I have been meaning to pick up Diablo 3 again. So maybe that'll be the stream this weekend.
All my coworkers are talking about grabbing that on Switch.
We can do it when it comes out on Switch, and then we can get the Ganondorf.
What is it? November 3rd?
Something like that. See, but that means I have to buy that on Switch. But right now,
we have the family.
We're family now. We are playing Diablo 3 together. Well, that is it.
I mean,
now you go like it.
Wait, are you gonna get Fighters on Switch?
Probably.
I'm gonna get Rivals.
Not like right away, because you know. Oh yeah, I didn't get Rivals. I told the Rivals community I'll play.
Oh
Rivals.
God, I forgot that. Oh shit! I need Brawl out. Though?
Why didn't you just talk to me? I can get you Brawl out.
I love watching Brawl. Brawl, like,
you are so dumb.
So
we were talking to the other former community leader of Brawl out in the
yeah. So So, yeah, the last night at Smash and Splash, I don't remember where I was going, where I was coming from. I think I had been drinking Shocker. with the Swedes, because I can do that. Apparently, I can fucking drink with the Swedes.
I don't know that Swedes are
all drinking with the Swedes.
I mean,
no, just Armada.
Yeah, no, I got to be like, for no apparent reason. I'm just like, okay, I get to have drinks with like Armada.
You got
No, no, no. I was actually pretty okay with it. I was just like, what in the fuck? Like,
what is my life? How did this happen? Right now?
How did I deserve this? I mean, to this day, I'm like, I don't actually think I deserved to work that gig, but I'm super glad I did because it got like
starstruck.
Yeah, it was great for
you two. Can't slept in your
bed. That was just dumb, and I hate it, and I don't want to talk about that. That was stupid as shit.
Wait.
Just what?
We need to get into the story.
Jason was.
This is gonna be the highlight.
All right.
So Jason and I are both. Mewtwo King and I are both MVG, right? So he owns MVG. I'm on the MVG. I'm still staffing MVG. What I do doesn't matter. But so Jason's with me because he wanted to go get food or something.
He wanted Denny's.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, he wanted Denny's. But Denny's was superly overstaffed, but we went to Denny's anyway because I was hungry. So we go to Denny's, ordering food. We eat their food and everything. We talk with a bunch of smashers there. He decides that he's tired, and he's saying that his hotel room is on the opposite side of the hotel from where I am.
Wait.
So he doesn't want to go all the way back
opposite
there.
Side of the
so he said he'll just lie down.
As in like 5 minutes away?
So
of the venue. He doesn't want to walk.
Yeah, so
he
doesn't want to walk.
Jason's lazy. So
yeah,
this is what happened. He said he wasn't even going to fall asleep. He was just going to go lie down. He was going to study on vids because he was in top eight the next day. I was going to go to sleep because I had to top eight all the events on the main stage that Sunday for day three. He falls asleep before me. Later on, we find out. The next day, when most of the stuff was done, his room was five rooms down from ours.
No, not five.
It was like three rooms.
Three.
Yeah, it was three rooms down.
Three doors down.
It was three doors down. He was like, "Oh, there's my room." I'm just like, "I hate you so much."
This fucking Brent guy.
Comes in.
I walk in at 2 a.m. and I open the door. And he's just there in my bed. And I look at D and I'm like,
I wake up.
Why is he in my bed?
I just said,
just go to bed. He just realizes Jason,
and you're like,
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
He looks at me. I'm just like, just go to bed. I did not have the energy to explain what happened. I'm like, just go to bed. Just go to bed.
But how? There's a man in my bed.
The best part was the fact that afterwards I got to tell the story of how Hungrybox has the nicest real estate, like beachside beautiful property in Jason's head. Because that night I go to bed at 2 a.m., wake up at 4:30, and I hear this dude next to me puff, puff, puff.
Apparently he was saying Jigglypuff in his sleep.
He's got the MU
like
in his head.
He's making the puff sounds.
He was so fixated on fighting Puff that he was saying Puff in his sleep.
And then he overdid it. He overstudied and overpracticed.
I'm used to like just tuning him out because when he does these type of things, so I'm just like, I just went to bed. I didn't give a damn. So
yeah, no. I woke up to that and I was just like, that is probably my biggest Smash and Splash regret, not like sneaking out of bed, grabbing my recorder and being like, this is fucking gold. That's probably I wouldn't have ever actually put
pressure.
That out, but man,
if you guys were at Smash and Splash that year, you saw me pick Muta King up over my shoulders with ease and just carry him to the elevator.
Oh yeah, and that was also basically the first time like I've actually interacted with Muta King, just getting in bed and he's just
got in bed
watching Puff videos. Like, yeah, so that was
asleep.
And apparently this is a thing. Like, I don't know about this, but apparently this is a thing where Muta King ends up in other people's beds, and it's like
what are you gonna do with Muta King? You gonna wake me up? I didn't think so.
It's a problem.
It's a problem for everybody else.
I just don't want to.
What a little cloud will get you, huh?
God. The last thing I want at 2 a.m. is a smasher in my bed that don't want in my bed. Like,
him and I are friends, but it's just so funny when I'm just like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, no, Jay. He's like, I don't want to go to my room. I'm like, no, Jason, let me just lie down here. I won't be that long. Fine.
In terms of when pro players meet other people, still nothing beats when Mangu met Sakurai and had no idea who he was.
No, he knew who he was.
Well, wait, who was it at the E3 where it's just like someone said that they didn't know who Sakurai was?
No, they knew. It was like they didn't know he was actually going to be there.
God, yeah, because someone was, I remember Twitter blew up.
They didn't believe that he was going to be there when they saw him.
Hold on. Let me Google this, because I know.
Because I know that Mango likes to troll. And he was like, I don't know this guy. But yeah, Mango knows who Sakurai was. I think
when
people were flipping out when Mr. R was freaking out when he saw Sakurai.
So no, what it was someone said that someone told Mango that Sakurai's the developer, has been the lead developer for all of the Smash games, and Mango said, "Oh, I thought he just did Melee."
That sounds like something he would just say out of the stupidity.
That's the Mango. Speaking of the Mango, and I'm gonna fucking plug this because this sounds amazing.
Oh, the tournament?
Yeah, so the Mango.
The second coming of the Mango?
The Mango Homecoming. I think
it's the second tournament of the Mango.
Yeah, so that's November 11th, I think. November 10th and 11th. And that tournament's going to be stacked as shit. Because Beyond the Summit is flying out all of the Summit invitees and entering them into the Mango. So that the Mango is the Summit before the Summit.
Enter
the. It's going to be amazing. So yeah, November 10th and 11th, if you're going to beat the Mango, there's a very good chance I'm going to be at the Mango. Because that sounds
I might be at the Mango. Might just go for a day.
Flying all the way out to Norwalk?
I fly for free.
Right. I keep forgetting that you have that. That's a thing you can do.
I have that clout. I have that.
God damn. Mm-hmm. I need that shit. Fly for free. Well,
I'm a very valuable asset that no one knows how to use properly, so it's amazing.
God. Apparently, the follow-up to Mango not realizing that Sakurai made all of the Smash games was when the Nintendo rep asked him to like say more about Sakurai. His response? Sakurai has nice skin.
Oh no.
So yeah, Mr. 5K, Mr. Nintendo, Mr.
I think he's senior 6K now.
Mr. 6K, sorry. Mr.
I think he is senior 6K now.
Professional Mario Kart streamer.
Professional Buster.
Probably never gonna get invited to like hang out with Sakurai ever again.
Definitely going to get more times to hang out with Sakurai.
Have you ever played against a pro Mario Kart player? It's not fun. It's not fun. You're not playing a game
anymore.
It's
not fun.
You lose the game.
You don't play a game. You're just
Yeah.
You're just driving and hoping You're not racing
you're
for
first. Racing you're racing for not for last. You're just launching blue shell after blue shell, and there's still half a map ahead of you. Yeah.
And it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Insane to me how a game designed to let the people catch up could be dominated so hard, but people do it.
Yep.
Where there's a wheel, there's a way.
This is hilarious.
Hey, Pun City. Yeah, good.
Terrible.
Wasn't good.
Terrible. All
right, what else we got on this? What else we got on the categories? Describe what you were going to do on Flourish.
What I'm doing?
An unannounced project.
More podcasts. If anyone is interested in starting podcasts through the kind of Flourish platform, I will be there to help, consult, in terms of setup. Obviously, I have to get a little bit more set up because I'm still running out of
But you got the voice. That's all that matters.
But I got the really it is.
Really, yeah.
Like, it really is. It's hilarious to me.
It's not a lie either.
One of the things that I learned from Ruffian at Smash and Splash was that, and this is so true, your video quality, obviously you want it to be good, but your video quality can be shit. But if your audio quality is bad,
oh yeah, it's over. Nobody's watching your shit.
Yeah.
You
can literally just put random pictures as your video quality.
Yeah.
But if your audio is just amazing at the end of the day,
I watch streamers who have no webcam, but I don't watch any streamers who don't have good audio. Period.
Audio.
Yep. I will be the guy who says I think it's a cop out to stream and not talk to your audience.
It depends.
There are times when I do quiet. There are times when I do like quiet time because like my roommates are right next door, so I don't get super loud. And if that's the point, I just don't even say anything.
Yeah, and I know that is fine. But like,
then I'm like, then I decided like, what if I just like asthmer like the game dialect as I'm just whispering. That would be like an amazing thing to do in the future.
This is
purely like no audio. Like my entire webcam could be the sync, but if my audio is synced with the game at the time, it could still work out well.
Yeah. I think the big thing for me is going to be making sure that audio is pretty consistently set up well.
Like you said, you're going to focus on audio. I still want to focus on my videos and everything.
Yeah, because I know.
I want to do my own little Flourish little project where my damn stream just keeps flourishing throughout the years and so on.
Yes,
get what
we have the people. Dying. We will help you decide.
It's just
once I get the piece. Once I get all the equipment and everything, it's just going to just keep slowly just building and rising.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I can also. So I can also get your help with the audio and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Mystic, that's absolutely correct.
Video production is what I want to do.
Chat. So, and this is what makes, I think, some of the people that I watch just significantly better than a lot of the big streamers. Like, sure, watching QtiePie is hilarious. And I think he's just the funniest, like, very highly valued walking meme. He walks around.
No, he says stuttering streams are a headache, though. I hate when my stream stutters.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
But,
I can't take that. It just gives me a headache. And if
even if you have all the memes, the memes aren't worth it if you're not actually, like, properly interacting with your audience.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The audience interaction, there's, like, this time where you transcend when you get to, like, the 1,000 viewer mark where it's just you can't even read a message before it scrolls out of the chat box, where you just kind of got to accept at that point that you're just going to be able to catch whatever comments come by. But that there are very few people who have to deal with that issue.
I will be the first to say that I've never been a huge fan of like being involved with Twitch chat, at least on big channels. Like, I have a friend who he watches the Pokemon Always On.
I've stopped in there because I love Pokemon. I said in the beginning of this, but it's just
they had
like,
Ash versus Gary on. There,
nobody is reading and responding to anything.
No, they're responding. They're responding to certain things. So the only key things that you gotta always realize is, you know, like when it does those little commercial things, like when it shows like when it does like little commercial clips of some of the episodes on there. So what happens is when that episode pops up and that certain part of that episode goes on, everyone does PogChamp. I was here PogChamp. Or if Butterfree pops up, everyone does Butterfree Bible Thump because of what happened. Because when Ash released Butterfree, so pretty much most of the Pokemon that Ash ever releases, they do Bible Thump. Or if it goes into like the sad, or if it goes into the sad little flashback stories, they all do Bible Thump. No matter what, it is just the funniest thing in the world. But other than that, we're just saying like, I think my favorite one was when. They go to the Pudgy Pidgey Island where it's all fat Pidgeys, and the whole group just starts spamming North American Pidgeys.
Man, this whole Twitchosphere is like.
When I captured, I go to the.
We're gonna be 20 years in the future, and instead of saying like, "What the hell was that?" we're gonna say, "That was nothing." Like we have. We have so much more of this massive amount of data coming at us before it'll ever slow down. Whereas, like, 10 years ago, if you were talking about Twitch, people would be like, what the hell are you talking about? None of this even makes sense. What is a PogChamp?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck's a PogChamp?
I mean...
What's a Bible Thump?
God,
What's a Pokemon?
That's actually a thing, Mystic. I know someone who wrote their master's thesis on internet linguistics and basically how it's the most unstable thing ever and that it's quite literally a full language all on its own.
Yeah. Bob Ross does saved or ruined.
But
my favorite thing now is in the Pokemon, when the Pokemon movies pop up, when it was the Mew and Lucario movie, there's a scene where Pikachu and them are looking around the environment and there's a whole bunch of trees and the entire chat did the Bob Ross kappa. Like they just overflowed the chat with Bob Ross and it was just the greatest thing ever.
God. No, the cool thing about Twitch language and culture is that it's not normal at all. Like if we look at, let's say, English, which is already a remarkably unstable language.
The English lingers is fucking terrible.
Like, English has still basic... Like, English as it exists today is very similar. Very, very similar to English as it existed 100 years ago. Whereas, if I were to have an internet chat room from today and post that shit in 2011... They'd be like, wait, what the fuck is
what is
any
TLDR?
Of this?
Like,
these
what
aren't
is
image
happening?
Macros. Like the fact that have you ever gone back and looked at image macro memes?
No, I don't know what that is.
Like it's just awkward penguin and all of those shitty just like picture of some animal or person on a bright colored background.
Oh,
guy
just
Greg
like the original and memes.
Scumbag. The original, not even, basically the like birth of memes. Those things have not aged. Those things are not usable in modern culture or language.
I'm just reading chat here.
It's just because all of this shit, it comes in, it gets used for, at most a couple years, and then it's gone. The only things that we keep are acronyms because they're obviously useful.
Redengard saying once from a year ago hurt even. Man, I have a my own Discord server for my channel, and I have a meme channel because I don't want jokes in the general chat, obviously, but I would say 4% of everything that goes up in that channel, I even understand, period. I'm not saying I understand why it's funny. I'm saying, like, okay, I see that this is a thing and why this is a thing. I don't even understand 90% of what is posted in that channel. Like, interpreting it as many different ways as I can and trying to be like, okay, I know this is a joke, but how? And there's just nothing comes to me. It's so far removed from common language and common humor.
Yeah.
It's funny for a completely different reason. Memes are most of the time.
What?
I mean, I'm in the Bonesaw meme channel, and it's like some of it's as exactly what we expect, but some of it's just so fucking off the walls. Mystic here is a very, very high quality proprietor of memes.
All right. Before I interrupt, I'm going to interrupt. New fucking goal for me right now is to get me a goddamn PC that doesn't cut off when we're all on Discord and everything so I can properly stream this shit. Because I know you probably said, I got the NZT and everything. So once I get like the money and everything so they can just build it and mail it to me, it will all be pre-built for me. So, but I just gotta build up the funds and everything. But it's just driving me crazy because I can hear it and then
yes, I'm not in that go out. And I'm just like, peace, Discord.
I was like, well, I guess I can't hear anything. About to make that a donation.
Absolutely, you should.
Help I mean, out with parts of that so I can have decent.
Have you considered quality? Leasing one? You can like build your own PC online, and then some companies will basically let you lease that PC.
I did mine from Micro Center. I got a pre-built PC. It actually was cheaper than if I would have custom built this with the same parts. So, and I know
I kind of want to print screen the parts from NZT.
Yeah, it'd be like, get me close and under this price. I bet you they can
just do it that way. Oh yeah, my CPU really? Uses is off the charts whenever I'm on.
X2. First of all, why are you using?
Once I figure out how to do all this on OBS, it would be a whole lot better. Because once I figure out how to do OBS, I could do it better. Because I can't get audio from my computer onto OBS for whatever reason. It's so weird.
Like it just randomly. We can fix that.
Yeah,
we have the power,
aka the brains. We had the bomb. But yeah, I probably might most likely go to Micro Center. I have friends that work there. They'll probably help me out.
Yeah, I got it's called a power spec. It's a nasty looking 1990s black box, but it is powerful as a mug.
I have a cube. It's way too big. It's 4 years old now. Works like a champ. I love this rig. I love being able to edit audio on here, and it takes no time at all to render and save.
I went from a MacBook Pro. It was like a 2010 MacBook Pro, and I started streaming on it last year, and I couldn't run anything except the Elgato video capture that it came with, and then like 2 hours in, it would get too hot and start doing all this crazy graphic stuff with the card. So I bit the bullet and I financed a PC and an OLED monitor from Micro Center, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I've had like 10 streams in the last year that have even skipped a frame. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Jens, you can't enjoy my smooth radio voice. I mean,
we're gonna do a late night jazz session, baby.
Hey, no, that was the old music. I would just play some quality.
You do. You have a lounge music radio host voice.
I mean,
I'm talking to this.
Are you talking to me or him? Okay.
To be fair, to be totally fair, I hosted a radio show for a few months from like 1 to 3 a.m. on Tuesdays, and I played just the most like emo grunge rock.
Oh God, that is not what it looks great.
Oh.
Stacked IP with the 6 months in a row.
With the 6 months in a row.
Yo, that's the first artist. That's my friend Roff.
That's Matt. He's a homie. Rock? Oh, okay.
No,
that's not Math Rock.
No, that is not Math Rock. That Math Rock guy is Gavin, and I don't think he actually has a Twitch account.
You should.
I mean,
for the subs.
Yeah, Rengar, you do not have a radio voice.
I don't. Mystic. Yes, Math Rock. Math
Should
Rock
we just drop all this and start a Math Rock group?
I mean,
2 plus 2 is 4. Bam, dos.
See, but Math Rock. You fuckers, I'm gonna send you some Math Rock right now. Hold on.
If you do the addition before the multiplication,
denominator.
The wrong
denominator.
Denominator. Denominator. Get the 5x0. Get the 5x0.
Are you done?
Not really. I have a lot of math themed songs. Yeah, I have I could do
a lot of Death Clock Math Rock going on.
Jesus. Hold on. Let me show you how just the wrongest you are. Jesus. This has gone off the rails. Here's what you need to do. Here's Disciple. Go to your Discord and play that song.
A negative times a negative is a positive.
Disciple, stop.
The square root.
More murder.
Of a negative.
What? Okay, I'm playing in the
math core. Yes. We are the only math core genre. See, that's what you just gotta invent an entire genre.
Math core. So.
And that was it.
So yeah, that's how wrong you are. But I will tell you right now that math rock or math core already exists. Look up As Cities Burn, August Burns Red.
How can you be
Asking Alexandria?
How can you be original these days?
We could be the Orders of Rock, where it's this Order of Operation, but Rock instead. I feel like that's an actual
very educational group we are.
Yeah. Sadly, though, basically every dumb possible name for a genre has been taken. But what I'm going to do right now, before we go too far off the rails here, I don't know if I've missed that mark. I think
we're
season one is done. Season 1.5 in the books. That shit is on Anchor. Guess what else? This is season 2. We're doing season 2 now.
Yeah, Andros Point Flourish. Two.
With the floating head himself.
That's what noise a shrimp makes.
AKA double Pokeboy.
Yes.
Asshole Pokeboy.
Anybody, I am now taking
you stupid
blindfolded money
Pokeboy
matches for any noobs. That's it's a sad thing and it's a rewarding thing all at once. Wait, I can beat people blindfolded.
I need to do this against you.
Arms, D, get that goddamn game.
It's so good.
It's so fun.
We gotta do it in person.
But one thing I mentioned, we're gonna get demonetized. That's a thing because now Anchor is monetized.
Yeet!
Wah!
I mean, all you got to do is just edit out the song.
Post.
Yeah, I know. It's easy. Since I can edit and upload, it's not an issue. But we are monetized now. It's a lot like a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mind-games, and it says it right there. Support this podcast. You can donate. So this is going to be more comprehensive. This will have all of the like mastered audio and stuff. That'll all be there. And on Anchor, it'll be, I think it's $1, $5, $10. And I don't actually know how the pricing breakdown is. I need to look at that. If it's not profitable, we're just going to fucking go to Patreon, because that's a little bit more profitable.
Yeah, and I feel like people are just really comfortable with Patreon too.
Yeah.
They're not just like clicking some link on a podcast site. Like, is this going to them or not?
Yeah, I mean, no, I definitely had my reservations on doing it with Anchor, but Anchor, I mean, if one platform does it all,
for sure.
I'm going to use that platform because that's pretty convenient. But yeah, that is episode one of Mind Games season two with Flourish Asterion.
And Flourish the Disciple.
The boys are here. We're gonna be making more podcasts, more audio stuff through the Flourish platform.